Hello and welcome to Life on the Road of Lars Bourne. My name's Lars and I'm a 24-year entrepreneur from the UK who lives in his van and travels about. Now in today's episode, I am feeling rather fired up. I haven't done one of these in ages. And I know that some of you need to hear this. And I know that some of you are rooting for a different life. You really have had enough. You are fed up, you are tired, you are sick. You just want that dream life, but you don't know how to go about it. So now hopefully in today's podcast, you and I can have this conversation. We can get your mind working a different way. We can get you thinking a different way and allow you to just let go of the fear that's holding you back. Like I'm quite in a, I wouldn't say aggressive mood today, but I am sick and tired of people being like, oh, well, it's not the perfect time now because I'll wait until this happens or I'll wait until I've got this much money. I'll wait until this has got, until whatever's happened. Why do you keep waiting? Like, no one's coming to save you. It doesn't matter how much money you've got in the bank. It doesn't matter how much, you know, the perfect time you wait for. It's never going to be the right time. If you want to start a YouTube channel, you might be waiting until you get a new phone, until you get a new camera, until you get a microphone, until you get a laptop to edit. Use what you have around you. Like, dude, I set off to do van life with my van and £10 and just a dream, right? No backup plan, no savings, no financed anything, no parents' money. I just thought, fuck it. I'm going to go for it, see what happens, go with the flow, and I will figure it out. And you know what? I bet you right now, if you're sat there listening and thinking, this crazy dude might actually have a point. I've done something in my life before. I didn't know how to do it. But guess what? I figured it out. And that is literally how your dreams are going to work. You need to follow your passions. You need to follow something that you're interested in. And a way to find your passion is to follow your inner curiosity. Where does your inner moral compass and curiosity take you? What direction does it gravitate you towards? Because that's where you want to start looking. Mine's always been financial freedom, backpacking, traveling the world, and turning my lifestyle into a job. Not the other way around. I do not want to work to live. I want to live to work. I want to wake up every day with the passion to give everything I've got, every last bit of energy, pour that into whatever I want to do. I don't want to get up in the morning and go, oh, for fuck's sake, I've got to go to this blinking shitting job that I don't like, to be around people that, no offense, I don't flipping like, to be insulted by absolute entitled brats that have no idea of anything other than themselves. And it's just like, don't get me wrong, I'm a positive dude, I really am, but I'm in that mood where I want you to think, I want you to stop being so easy on yourself. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm all preaching positivity, I'm all about self-love and shit, but at the same time, it's not always actionable information. I think everyone is too like, oh yeah, well, I'm feeling a little bit sad at the moment, so maybe I'll just wait. Why the fuck do you keep waiting? The longer you wait, the harder it's going to get to start. You've got to take control of your life. You have the control, the power, the energy, the drive in you to change your life. You're literally one decision away from a better life. One decision that can completely change the whole outlook, the whole point on your entire life. If you say, for instance, are fed up of your job and you are tired of going in, seeing the same people, hearing the same shit, getting caught up in the bloody dramas and the dogmas of, you know, the work environment and the shit bloody atmosphere that's created there, then go find a new job or start a business. Stop just waiting for someone to come and save you, because no one's gonna come. No one's gonna come. And when I figured that out, that no one is gonna save me, not my family, not my friends, not God, not whoever is up there, just me. When I make the decision to go, fuck it, I'm going to do it, and I save myself, that is when your life is going to change. When you put that vision of yours into sort of process, into practice, and you start taking actionable steps each day, something as simple as waking up a little bit earlier, giving yourself 30 minutes, giving yourself an hour before you go to work to start working on your dreams, right? And stop trading your time for money. Like, you are putting a price tag on your precious time. It's the most valuable commodity human beings have, is time. I don't think people really realize how valuable time is. If you were given 24 hours to live, I can tell you now, you would not change that 24 hours for any amount of money in the world. And if you're being a smart ass and saying, yeah, well, I would, and I'd give it to my family, that's fair, that's fine, I get that. But realistically, in the grand scheme of things, if you had no family and no friends on the earth and it was just you and someone offered you $10 million for your time, you wouldn't fucking trade it, would you? So why do you keep trading an hour of your precious time for 10, 6, 8 pounds an hour, 20 pounds an hour? You need to learn to detach your time from money. Like, stop valuing your time for a monetary rate. And, you know, people are saying, yeah, you're not the one to talk because you're broke. I get that. I am now, but I'm doing something about it. And it's going to be a long fucking hard road. Because if it was easy, guess what? Everyone would already be doing it, but they're not because it's not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. So if you want an easy life, you've got to do hard shit. But if you want a hard life, keep doing the easy shit. Keep watching Netflix. Keep watching TV. Keep binge watching terrible fucking EastEnders and Coronation Street and all this bollocks that literally just kills your brain cells. And keep listening and plugging into the news and all the crap that is promoted on all these. It's literally just infusing you and putting fear into your mind. All the news talks about is the negativity going on in the world. I never hear any positive on the news ever. And it's because it's like a way of controlling you, a way of brainwashing you into thinking a certain way, following a system, right? When you're aware of the system and you understand the way the world works, you understand the way money works, and you understand yourself and you become self-aware, your life will massively take a change, like a huge turning point. I'm not telling you need to go and start a business. I'm not telling you need to go and, you know, get a massively well-paid job. But if you don't like the way your life is currently going, only you, the person listening to this, has the power to change it. Okay. Now, I hope you understand that I'm coming from a loving place with this. I flipping love you, like I really do. And I'm sorry for swearing. I'm sorry for getting passionate. But it's because I fucking care, right? I fucking care. Like, the reason I keep doing what I do and put out all this free content and share my life and document everything I've put on social media is because when I was going through the shit, there was no answers. There was no one that could give me the answers I was looking for. And there was no one that has done exactly what I've done before. And funnily enough, there's going to be no one exactly like you who's done what you've done before, because every person on this planet is unique. And that is the cool part. You're waiting for this special thing about you to, you know, emerge so that you can start the cool Instagram and the cool TikTok page. Guess what? You being yourself is unique enough. There's no one quite like you on the planet because you are wired up one way. You don't think like other people. You don't act like other people. You don't look like other people. You are fucking unique. So stop trying to find another reason to be unique. Does that make sense? Does it resonate with you? Is it hitting home yet that you are a special human being? That you need to quit putting yourself down? Because I can tell you now, you would not talk to other people the way you talk to yourself, would you? You would not go up to someone on the street and be like, mate, you're fucking shit. You're a fucking loser because you're working this shitty job. You wouldn't, would you? So why do you talk to yourself the same way, right? Start saying nice shit to yourself. Yeah, you look fucking awesome today. You look jacked. Your gym progress is great. I don't know. Just speak nice things to yourself and start being more positive. Negativity is way more powerful than positivity, but you need to be the person that changes that in your own mind and goes, fuck it. Do you know what? I'm going to start being more positive. I'm going to stop being so damn negative and putting myself down for stupid shit. Okay? So please take action with this podcast. Don't listen to it and go, oh, I'm motivated now. I'm going to go and run a marathon. I'm going to go and do this and then not fucking do it. Be disciplined. Motivation gets you started, but habits and things you do on a daily basis, no matter how small they are, will mean the difference between where you are now and where you are in 5 years' time. Because the thoughts, the things you do today is going to translate into the person you are 5 years from now. Does that make sense? So whatever you do today, whatever you think today, is who you're going to be 5 years from now. So if you start thinking positive about yourself, you start taking actionable steps about making progress in your life, then, my friend, you will make progress. But unless you do that, you shall not. So please, do something with your life. Like, your time is limited. We live for a long time, but time goes quick. Make the most of it. Reach out to a loved one. Spend time with loved ones. Stop putting it off. Stop putting your dreams off. The perfect time is not coming. No one's coming to save you. Okay? Right, I'm going to go now. I really hope that you don't hate me for this. But you know what? It doesn't matter. If you hate me, if you think I'm some fucking idiot, that's fine, because I don't care what you think about me. I only care what you think about yourself and the decisions and the things that you want to do with your life. That's all I care about. Take some goddamn action and stop putting off your dream life for everyone. Just you owe it to yourself to be better. You really do, because you are a kick-ass little bean. I love you lots, and I'll catch you in the next one. Peace out.